You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Local Denver hoops star Chauncey Billups. He played for GW. He played for CU. He played for the Nuggets for a while. He was named the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
All right.
Way to go, Chauncey. My stepdaughter was glued to the TV yesterday evening. She was on the couch.
How did that happen?
We had to get that special solution
some
to
mineral
try to
spirits,
scrape her off.
Yeah.
We had to scrape her off with like a spatula.
Somebody help!
She was watching the U.S. Women's Gymnastics Trials.
All right.
And she was kind of, I'd walk by and she'd say, "See this girl right here? She's the greatest in the world." I was like, "All right." The upcoming team has been selected. And yes, Simone Biles dominated again. She's the one who, by the way, is the greatest in the
she's
world.
She's so awesome.
In a few weeks, she's going to try to become the first female gymnast in more than half a century to win consecutive all-around Olympic gold medals. If anyone can do it, I think she can. She's good. Here's a story that's, I'm sorry, it's not good, but it's kind of funny. The Tour de France started, and in the first leg,
oh my gosh,
some woman had made a big cardboard sign, essentially calling out a greeting to her grandmother and her grandfather. And as the racers are approaching, she knew she'd be on TV, so she turned towards where the cameras were and stuck the sign out
into the
road. So the TV cameras would be sure to show her saying hello to her grandma and grandpa. The problem is she stuck that sign out there right into some riders.
Dominoes.
Many of them went down. Boom, 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 boom. Most of the riders were able to continue after the crash, but one guy had to leave the race.
Got hurt pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
Again,
they have not been able to find this woman yet. They say she's on the run.
She bolted after it happened.
But the Tour de France people are saying they will sue her.
Yeah.
In hopes that it will deter other spectators from doing stupid things to get on camera.
How are they that close to the road anyway? Like, just back
That's
everybody
what I
up.
To know.
They're right on the road. It could
Fair question.
You could stick a hand out and accidentally whack one of these guys.
I guess because it's so many hundreds of miles that in many places they do cordon things off, but in some stretches.
Try better. Try harder. Try more better, harder.
You know what? If I'm a cyclist, I just keep telling myself,
stay in the middle of the road. Stay in the middle of the road. Stay in the middle of the
and
road.
You're right. Like, it's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah.
The
video,
is it
like
when
you said,
the cyclists go down, you got to watch it. It's like, you're like, yeah.
Hey, look, I got memories of, you know, riding my spider bike or whatever and going over the handlebars. I know that it, and those
I
guys
love
are going
watching
fast.
Cyclists crash, and I don't know what it is.
Man.
Mostly because they're usually riding down the middle of Wadsworth while I'm trying to go, you know, in my car.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Get on the sidewalk.
See, I live in an area that's just little two-lane roads, and it's windy and twisty and a lot of trees you can't see. And so when you get cyclists that are riding like two or three abreast, that traffic does tend to back up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Quick note, believe it or not, Samuel L. Jackson, I think he is the... Isn't he the all-time box office champ? Because he makes a billion movies. He's made over 100 films. And a lot of them have been big hits. But he's only once even been nominated for an Academy Award. That was for Pulp Fiction. And as far as I'm concerned, I would have been thrilled if he won it. But he did not. That was all the way back in 94. So now the Academy Awards are going to give him an honorary Oscar.
Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
Several people actually will be getting honorary statues this year, including Danny Glover. All I know is that Danny Glover uttered one of my all-time favorite movie quotes, which goes, "That ain't right. I've had enough of what ain't right."
Give him an Oscar.
I think he deserves an Oscar for that line alone. What else is trending?
Oh, Shark Week's coming up. It's approaching quickly. Doo-dun, doo-dun. July 11th through the 15th, the lineup is pretty darn spectacular. Some of the shows.
A lot of sharks, you're telling me?
Jackass Shark Week special featuring a lot of the guys from the Jackass TV show. They're, I don't know, wrestling sharks or something. Expedition Unknown Shark Trek, Some guy meets up with William Shatner to enter shark-infested waters with William Shatner. The real Sharknado teaming Ian Ziering and Tara Reid back up to see if a real Sharknado could happen. Dr. Pimple Popper Shark Week.
Do sharks have pimples?
Exploring the world of shark skin. Mm.
It is interesting skin.
Sharkadelic Summer 2 featuring Snoop Dogg breaking down crazy shark encounters.
Oh, I gotta watch
that. I'm telling you right now, and that's just a handful of the shows coming for
Snoop
Shark Week.
And sharks.
You got Snoop, Dr. Pimple Popper, William Shatner, and Johnny Knoxville all in 1 week. That's pretty darn good.
Well, ratings through the
roof.
Well
done, Discovery Channel. And then real quick, just because I'm a Fast and Furious nerd, F9 set a post-pandemic box office record this weekend. $70 million for opening weekend for F9, which is still low for those, you know, those car movies. But you know what? These people are still getting out there and going to the movies. Shout out to the dads for checking out during the pandemic. New global study found the average mom did 173 extra hours of parenting in 2020. Dads pitched in about 59 hours, just a little bit extra. But moms really stepped up. So whoop, whoop, go dads. Well done. Researchers at Penn State figured out how to get your kids to eat more vegetables.
It's complicated, isn't it?
It is. Let's see if we can get through this. They tracked 67 kids between a certain age group. They just gave the kids twice as many vegetables on their plate, and then the kids ended up eating 68% more veggies overall.
That's how you get kids to eat more veggies.
That's
give
about
them more.
It. You just pile more on there, and then they eat it, and then you end up wasting probably twice as many vegetables, but... they kept all the other portion sizes the same on the plate, but just sky high in broccoli. So we've been trying to sneak the veggies in with different things. Like instead of buying the regular tater tots, we buy veggie tater tots now made out of broccoli and cauliflower. And they're
put it in the air fryer.
Pretty darn disgusting. But yeah, we put them in the air fryer and they get crispy. But you can tell there's no hiding that they're not real tots.
You're not fooling anybody.
Not fooling anybody. The kids
bite those kids are too old.
Like, broccoli. Ugh. New study at the University of Pittsburgh found that sales of Viagra and other ED drugs skyrocketed last year. Basically, they're saying people were having more spontaneous relations with their partners, more so than ever before, and that men wanted to be ready at all times.
Well,
ready to rock, Dom.
It's funny that you say Viagra sales are up. That alone,
first of
that
all,
headline
stop
is
it,
funny.
Stop it.
But what was that thing? The couples are spontaneous.
We're spontaneous.
Because with drugs like that,
it takes an hour or so, right?
Yeah, there's not a lot of spontaneity.
You tell us.
Yes, no spontaneity. Got a plan.
Well, I guess if you just pop one every couple hours, you're just ready to go at any moment's
you better
notice.
Not be doing that. You'll be going to the ER, my friend. Your choices are ED or ER.
Just walking around Walmart. Hey, I got to be ready. I got to be ready at any time. Yeah. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook right now. I think the Viagra story is on there. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. And check out the video and the link and the story I posted to a new Guinness World Record. The largest single string cheese that's ever been created. And it's just one single string cheese that goes for 3,832 feet. That's how long this thing is.
Oh, my God. That's like, what, two-thirds of a mile or something?
And they're unloading it from the string machine or whatever and wrapping it in plastic, and it's a whole chain of people getting it out of there.
Oh,
it's insane.
I'll be a sucker for that. I'll check it out.
It's worth a click. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.